is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with British actor Will Tudor in just a moment. He's on Game of Thrones and also a new show called Humans. But first, the age of inactivity, how laziness is killing us. A new report says physical inactivity is the fourth largest global killer in the world, with some claiming it takes more lives than smoking, diabetes, and obesity combined. The World Health Organization says physical inactivity is linked to the development of chronic health problems such as heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, depression, dementia, and cancer. The report says the degree of inactivity in children is also growing, with increased fear and risk associated with outdoor play and more online social networking and gaming. The report also says regular physical activity can extend your life by about 4 years and reduce your risk of heart disease, cancers, and weakened bones. It can also promote better memory and learning while reducing depression and stress. 40% of women admit that they've considered getting a boob job. Elle magazine surveyed 7,000 women about their breasts. The survey found that 73% claim to be confused as to what bra size they actually are. And only 16% of women like the look of their breasts enough that they admit to having sex in front of a mirror. The survey also found 11% of women actually name their breasts. Some names included Paris and Nikki and Starsky and Hutch. Shania Twain fans remember her split from husband Robert Mutt Lange back in 2008. The separation at the time made front page headlines because Lange would ultimately marry Twain's best friend, Marie-Anne. Shania says it was devastating at the time. When that happened, I thought, forget it. This is more than I can handle. I'm never going to sing again. I had to grieve through it. Fast forward to today, and Twain says her relationship with Lange is cordial. They have a 13-year-old son together. When it comes to her former friend, that's a different story. Twain says, I don't see her ever. I don't invite that trigger into my life. She's not my future. She's not my past. British actor Will Tudor is a regular on Game of Thrones and now co-stars on the new AMC series, Humans. Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
How is everything in England today?
It's great. It's pretty warm for England, actually. It's nice.
Well, what do you mean by warm in England? What's the temp?
So you'll probably say it doesn't sound very hot at all. It's about 26 degrees Celsius.
Oh, come on. You got to convert that for me.
Do you know what? I'm not sure I know. What is it, sort of like 80 or something? I don't know. It's not hot.
I forget that you're all on the metric system because we in the United States just don't understand that.
I kind of understand like ounces and things, but the rest of it I get a bit confused.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about this new series, Humans, on AMC. This sounds so interesting. It's sort of sci-fi.
That's right. Yeah. It's kind of sci-fi, but it's, you know, for people who aren't so sure about sci-fi, it's really kind of about the relationships. So the premise is it's a parallel present where the gadget that everyone has, everyone wants, much like an iPhone, is one of these human-like robotic servants, which are called synths. And they can do all the tasks around your house. They can drive you anywhere. They sort of will do all the kind of fruit picking kind of things like that. And it's about humankind's relationship with them and the kind of questions that makes us ask, like should they teach children, you know, that kind of thing. Are they is growing up around them gonna harm people, and will we rely on them too much?
So who needs Siri when you have a synth?
Exactly. Siri, that's right. Siri is quite a good example of where we're at now and kind of the progression, I think, to where we are in the world of humans.
So you play the synth that is associated with the lead character, right, William Hurt?
So I'm Odie, who is William's malfunctioning synth. So William plays a character called Dr. George Millikan, who is a widower, and his memory is failing as he gets older, and so he relies on Odie to keep alive these memories of his wife. But as Odie gets older himself, his memory starts to fail, and he starts to become more and more malfunctioning as it goes on, and so he's desperately trying to cling on and fix Odie to sort of keep him remembering these things.
What's it like working with a veteran like William Hurt?
Oh, he is, I mean, quite quite simply, he's one of the best actors in the world, and it was such an honor to work with him, and he's such an inspiration. You know, his the way he approaches the work is, you know, no stone is left unturned, and for a young actor like myself, it's incredibly inspiring. Ever since shooting with him, it's changed my outlook on how I approach characters and how I look at the world of the piece we're doing.
In what way? Are you more prepared now? Are you do more thinking about it?
That's right. It's asking more questions, I think. It's asking, trying to understand exactly why people do certain things and what it is that's going on, so that when you come to actually perform it, you are just living it. You're living those given circumstances because you know everything that's going on. It's really amazing, and I had such a lovely time with him. He's a wonderful man.
So it turns out the old cliche, "What's my motivation?" really does work.
Oh, definitely. I mean, obviously we sort of used that. We've used that before, but it's just the depth to which he goes. It's really incredible.
Now, was this shot for AMC, or was this like a BBC series that AMC just grabbed and put on American TV?
So this was always it was a Channel 4 in England, and then AMC came on board fairly early on in the process. And I mean, the collaboration has been great. I mean, AMC is such a fantastic network. It's incredible to have them on board, really, you know, and then with their body of work, it's very exciting.
Obviously, you've been to the States, right? I mean, it's not like you've never been here.
Do you know what? I've only been once. I'm coming in August, but I've only been once before, and that was a holiday when I was about 10.
Oh, my gosh. That's a
long...
That's been a while. You're going to really love, I think, the United States. Well, I don't know. Maybe you won't. Maybe
oh, you'll... no. You know, even before I went, I was in love with the place, so I'm incredibly excited to come out again very soon.
So when you get to the States, are there any sites that you want to see or cities that you want to visit?
I have to do New York. I've never done it, and I think I'm coming to LA in August, so I'll see that. But you know, all across it, I'd love to do a road trip or something like that. I think seeing all the sites like the Grand Canyon and things like that is something I really want to do. So hopefully, at some point, I'll get the chance to do all of them.
Yeah, well, you know, most Americans haven't even done that. So if you go, I'll be your driver for you. I'll be your synth.
I will take you up on that. Thank you very much.
I got to ask you about Game of Thrones. Now, your character, yeah. Is it pronounced Oliver?
It's kind of Oliver, yeah.
Oliver,
somewhere,
okay.
Somewhere between the two, yeah.
And what's going on with your character right now?
Well, I mean, as we saw a few weeks ago, he wasn't a particularly nice guy to Marjorie or Loras. Yeah, so he's just hanging out, you know. He's hanging out. He's done his bad deeds for the year.
But you weren't killed off in this wave of murder and mayhem.
No. So Oliver is still alive and well and managed to escape that. I think they always say that if the sort of the nastier you are, the more likely you are to survive in the world of Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, that's an interesting concept. I thought maybe you were like buddies with the writers and directors and producers, so you got to stay on.
Yeah, I just bought them a car and it was fine.
So this is so good. You got the Humans series on AMC. You got Game of Thrones. So you're not doing much.
You know, I've been incredibly lucky. The projects which have come my way have been some of the best, you know. And, I mean, I was a huge fan of Game of Thrones before I was cast in it. I think I came in the third series, so I had watched the first two series within the space of about 4 days or something like that. And I was a huge, huge fan. And then with Humans, I got the script through, and I just thought this... My agent was actually incredibly excited when they sent the script to me, and I thought, this is an incredible script. Every single page is something that makes your jaw drop and think, that, you know, I hadn't thought of that, or, oh my goodness, if they do this, then that'll be amazing, and then they do it. Sam and John, who wrote it, have done an amazing job, and I think it's really translated to the screen, so I'm very, very proud of it.
And do you have anything coming out on the big screen, any movies in the works?
Well, there's small films that I've done which are coming out. There's a film called Tomorrow, which which is about a soldier who comes back from Iraq with post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a great project. But I'm currently filming for Mr. Selfridge, which I think comes out on PBS, where you are, with the great Jeremy Piven, which is great fun.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're just doing so much. I think you're next in line for these great British young actors that come across and become big stars here in America, Will.
Oh, well, I very much hope so. It's just been great to do some interesting projects and work with, you know, some of the... I mean, William Hurt, one of the best actors in the world. It's such an honor.
Thank you so much. All the best to you on Humans and Game of Thrones. And, you know, hopefully you'll survive the next series of death-defying moves on Game of Thrones.
Thank you very much for having me, too.
And enjoy the States when you get here. Have a great time. I hope you're treated well by the Americans, and I hope they love your British accent, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be very kind. Yeah, no, I'm really excited.
With actor Will Tudor of Humans and Game of Thrones, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. The Caetanos paid the AquaClean company to install a water refinement system in their home. Unfortunately, the installer cross-connected the new system with a sewer pipe, contaminating the water supply. After a year of foul-smelling water, the Caetanos sued AquaClean. How do you think this case turned out? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Feral and Harder, flaccid and get hard. Could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
The Caetano family was awarded $900,000 for negligent infliction of emotional distress and extreme and outrageous conduct. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, how about an easy way to get to sleep quick and stay asleep? Pay attention if you'd like an all-natural sleep trick, because here's the biological science of it. If you're having trouble getting to sleep, you already know about drinking a warm glass of milk. Milk has tryptophan in it, and that helps you sleep. But to make it really work, drink the milk along with a saltine or small piece of bread with a small dollop of sweet jelly on it.
So tasty!
And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does.
What's the cheap psych trick? You want the tryptophan in the milk, that's what helps you get to sleep, to find its way to your brain. The sugar in the jelly releases insulin, which pulls things into the cells, leaving more carriers free to take the tryptophan to the brain. The result, a better night's sleep. But you know what? You might want to check with your doctor first. Got a question? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.